Hey guys, what's going on? I'm Nick Baker, and I am your host, and you're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now. And it is 11 o'clock, New York time, and it's a beautiful day here in New York. And, I'd say it's between, 60s, 70s, around there. Even this weekend is Father's Day. Well, it's a really nice weekend. And I wish you all a happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there. My fellows who are listening to this podcast, it is amazing how God is going to use us men who are father figures. I know a lot of you guys out there who are raising children that are not your own children. And it's amazing. When you wake up Sunday morning, make sure you say, "Good morning, Daddy, and Happy Father's Day," and to your Heavenly Father. Because I do it every year, every morning. When I wake up and say, "Happy Father's Day, Daddy," and I thank him every day for the wonderful gift that he has given me. And it's amazing how God has given me an amazing gift to start a ministry for people with special needs called Becoming More Than I Am Now, with a company that is going to be starting. I'm going to be starting soon with my good friend Mike from here at the Tri-State Family Credit Center. And it's called Hope for the Disabled. And there are a lot of people out there with disabilities that don't have hope and that needs courage. And it's amazing how God is blessing us. And also there are day programs that we are thinking about starting as well on top of these projects that I am doing here at the Tri-State Family Credit Center. And I would like to look at a few things this morning. God had me all over the place this weekend. When I was in Long Island, he had me on Isaiah 47. If you could turn with me to that chapter. And it is amazing how God had me focused on that. Why? It's because my Medicaid Sheriff's Coordinator, Joanne, through Independent Support Services, and I'm wearing their shirt right now this morning. And in my dream, she read that passage, Isaiah 47. It says, "Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called tender and desolate." Delicate. Take the milestone. Take the millstone and grind meal. Remove your veil. Take off the skirt. Uncover the thigh. Pass through the river your nakedness shall be uncovered. Yes, your shame will be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not arbitrate with a man. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit in silence and go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no longer be called the Lady of Kingdoms. I was angry with my people. I have profaned my inheritance and given them into your hand. You showed them no mercy. On the elderly, you laid your yoke very heavily. Verse 7 says, you said, I shall be lady forever, so that you did not take these things to heart, nor remember the latter end of them. Therefore, hear this now, you who are given the pleasures, who dwells securely, who say in your heart, I am, and there is no one else besides me. I shall not sit as a widow, nor shall I know the loss of children. But these two things shall come to you in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and the widowhood. They shall come upon you in their fullness because of the multitude of your sorceries. For the great abundance of the enhancement. For you have trusted in your wickedness. You have said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge have warped you. And you have said in your heart, I am, and there is no one else besides me. Therefore, evil shall come upon you. You shall not know from where it arises. And trouble shall fall upon you, and you will not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon you suddenly, which you shall not know. Stand now with your enchantment and the multitude of your sorceries in which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you will be able to profit. Perhaps you will prevail. You are wearied. You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers be stargazers and the monthly stand up and save you from what shall come upon you? Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. It shall not be a coal to be warmed by, nor a fire to sit before. Thus shall they be to you, with whom you have labored, your merchants from your youth. They shall wonder, each one of his quarter. No one shall save you. In Jesus, with that, ladies and gentlemen, who are listening to this podcast. And it's amazing what Jesus had read when he read the book of Isaiah. Prophet Isaiah is warning us about this upcoming event, because Joan Buttonoff, my service coordinator from Independent Sports, read this in one of my dreams. Take heed, Jesus said, that no one deceives you. That is in the book of Matthew. And it's amazing how we are all focused on the negativity that is in our hearts. And we have to let go of the things that is in us and what is in our hearts that is holding us back from our dreams. And knowing that we are focused on all of the negativity, saying that, oh, I have a disability, I can do this, I can do that. And of course we could do things in Christ that strengthens us. That is what Paul said in the book of Romans. We could do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And we could. Now that we are focused on so much on Satan, big Satan is lying to us, ladies and gentlemen. He is telling us we're not good enough. We can't do this. We can't do that. Your dreams are no good. That is a lie, ladies and gentlemen. Your dreams is still around since your childhood. That childhood dream that you had 20, 30 years ago, God has planted that seed in your heart. And that seed is going to grow, and it's going to take root, and it's going to keep on growing until you succeed in life, succeed in your goals and your dreams. I had a dream 25 years ago, and going on 26. 25 years ago, I had a dream about being in the ministry. I had a dream about being a part of Independent Support Services, and that dream came to pass because God planted that seed in my heart. And now I've been a part of Independent Support Services for 4 years. 4 years I've been a part of this agency, Independent Support Services. 2015, in the summer of 2015, I became a part of Independent Support Services. 2016, I got out of Access Support for Living. And now I am focused on and starting my own program and my own agency for people with disabilities to encourage them, to tell them what Nick Farchuk said, that if you put go in front of disabled, it is God is able, and he is able, and he is able to lead us to the right direction. Because that's what I said last week about the compass and how Jesus is the needle of the compass because of those nails that was driven into his hands and feet. And those nails is the needle of the compass. Even the Northern Star that led the wise men to Bethlehem when Jesus was born. Don't worry, other passages I want to get into, but not this morning because I don't want to run out of time to look at other passages. But I do recommend you to read Isaiah 47, and it's important. This is an important scripture for those who are listening to the podcast. But I know that knowing that we have fire in our hearts, and we don't know why there's fire in our hearts, because God has set that fire in our hearts to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. And he died on that tree for us. He was nailed to the tree for our sins. And he is the best gift that we ever had. And to all of the fathers out there, Jesus is the perfect Father's Day gift out there that he has been given to you. He has. He has been given to you. And he's forgiven you for your sins. Now that, you're probably saying that, I wish I did more for my children. But Jesus is saying that there is nothing else that you could do for your children but bring them to me and leave them in my hands so that I could take care of them. Because I am their Heavenly Father. I am their Lord and Savior. I am the Lamb of the life. That's what Jesus is saying. I am the Lamb. And who was sacrificed for them. Because I would do more for them than their Heavenly Father. And that is you. That is what Jesus is saying. Make sure you say Happy Father's Day to Jesus this Sunday. This coming Sunday. Tell Jesus Happy Father's Day, Daddy. I love you, Daddy. I'm sorry for my sins, Daddy. This is a perfect opportunity to do it. And Daddy has been there for me ever since. Daddy's been there for me since I've been sick with sarcoidosis. What is sarcoidosis? Sarcoidosis is an autoimmune disease. Who knows if I have it? They think I have it, but if it's responding to the medication, to the steroids, it might be it. It might be. But Jesus is the one who's going to heal you. Not the medication. Not other drugs that you have. But Jesus will heal you. He will. And he is healing you today. And he's giving you the glory that you need. He's giving you the love and the passion to chase your dream. He is. He is. He's chasing. He's giving you the passion to do it. And you could give your life to Jesus right now this morning. And while listening to this podcast. You could. It's never too late to give your life to Jesus Christ this morning. But it is important to understand what Jesus says. You don't have to be ordained to be a pastor. Because people misrepresent ordained. Ordained doesn't mean a certificate. Ordained means obeying Jesus Christ and sharing the gospel of his kingdom. That's what ordained means. Not a certificate, but to be ordained is to obey the commandments of Jesus and sharing the gospel. We are the kings and priests of the Most High. We are the end time warriors, the last day warriors. And Jesus has ordained you. Not a minister. Jesus has ordained you. A minister can't ordain you. A local church can't ordain you. A seminary can't ordain you. But Jesus has the authority to ordain you. And he has already anointed you to be the kings and priests of his kingdom. I'm going to read one more passage before I close this message this morning. I want to go to Matthew chapter 28. This is what pastors do. You don't need a certificate to be a pastor. You already are a pastor. Because Jesus said this in verse 19, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all things that I commanded your, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And Jesus wants us to share his gospel, share his message, share his love and mercy all the way to the end of the age, not the end of the earth, not the end of the world. The earth is not going to stop spinning. It's still going to spin. It's still going to spin until when Jesus comes back, it's still going to spin. Why is it still spinning? Because God is going to bring heaven down to us. Not because earth is going to stop spinning. It's never going to stop spinning. It's still going to spin, knowing that heaven is hovering over it. Because we are going to be on the throne, on the right hand of Jesus Christ forever. And you could prepare yourself to be on the right hand of Jesus Christ this morning. You could. If you don't know Jesus, and this is your first time listening to this podcast, you could come to Christ right now this morning. You could. I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to lead you into prayer. If you need prayer, call me, 845-467-7194, and that's my cell number. And you could call me any time. It doesn't matter what time. If you are in Arizona or anywhere, it's a 3-hour time difference. But I would be here on when it's time, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, New York time. You could call me anytime. And I would sit with you on the phone for an hour or so. And I could lead you in the prayer, and I could lead you to Christ as I am this morning. Let's pray. Father, I thank you this morning for those who are listening to this podcast. I thank you for those who are in a search for you. For those who don't know you, Jesus, could get a chance to know you. And you are the compass that we follow, because you are the way, the truth, and the life. And nobody comes to the Father but you. And it's amazing that we could come to you, Jesus. We could come to the Heavenly Father through you. And I can't wait to see you, Jesus. I can't. Because I love you, Daddy. I love you with my whole heart. And I'm sorry for my sins. And it's in your name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you can repeat this prayer after me right now. Just say, Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. Help me overcome my fears. Because you're my Lord. You're my Savior. You're my Redeemer. You're my Father. You're my best friend. And I turn from my sins now, Lord. And I turn to follow you from this moment forward. Amen. You pray that prayer, you're born again Christian. You can see a difference in your life. And it's amazing what Jesus is going to do through you to minister to other people who need to know the Lord. And remember to keep strength, keep faith. Love God. God bless you. And thank you for listening. And I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.